When you grow up, I hope you will be the type of person who can shape reality. If you wake up and dislike what you see, I hope that you can make the difference that you need. And I hope you love the refugee in need. And I hope when you see the oppressed, you show your bravery. I hope you'll choose kindness as you scream on behalf of someone who is silent. When it seems hate will overwhelm, don't be complacent. Will you take up the challenge to be always inclusive and exude integrity?
Don't be cool. Part of the Austin Music Experience, at least they used to be, Sweet Spirit with Pamela. New music from Riffin Griffin did Kindness, and Mighty Mighty Boss Tones did Kinder Words here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up after the break, we're going to have Todd and Tina right here in the studio singing some songs. Probably hear some music from the Pointer Sisters, too, if we've got time after that. We'll find out, but you should stick around. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined for the third time?
Fourth time.
Right here in the studio by Todd and Tina. How are you today?
Well, lovely. Thanks for having us today.
It is always great to have you. I feel like this is usually when we have you, sort of end of the summer. I feel like we should probably do it at the start of the summer. We've had you at the start of the
summer. We've been at both ends, beginning and the end of summer.
Because I think you were saying as you came in that you did your last summer show today, in fact.
We did. We played this morning and then came on over. So that wraps up our summer tour, so to speak, in the cities.
Our one state summer tour.
That's right. Although we did branch out and head up to the Northlands. We were in Alexandria and did a really fun library tour up there this summer.
But you didn't make it like across the St. Croix into Wisconsin.
No.
We defend the state lines fiercely.
For now.
We need our visas.
Well, the new record is called The Color Weasel. Do you want to play something from that?
Yes.
What are we going to hear?
Should we do Spooky Cat?
Let's do Spooky Cat first.
Get you in the Halloween mood.
Spooky cat, meow, meow.
Spooky cat, meow, meow. Spooky cat, meow, meow. Spooky cat. What's that?
I was driving to work just the other day when I saw this kitten in my way. As I got a little closer, I looked in its eyes. I'm certain it was a monster in disguise.
Spooky cat, spooky cat.
Spooky cat,
meow, meow. Spooky cat, spooky cat.
Todd and Tina live in the studio doing Spooky Cat, that evil Steve. So you mentioned coming into the Halloween season. Todd, what's the best Halloween costume you've had?
Best? Oh, gosh. Probably. Man, I didn't think I'd be put on the spot like that. Man, you're a Batman. Batman. I played a show as Batman once.
Fantastic.
My old band, we all dressed up as superheroes. We had.
Oh, so not when you were doing children's music.
No.
Would you do that?
This was for an adult show, and I dressed as Batman. Another guy dressed as the Joker.
Very nice.
The Catwoman, and the guitar player is Robin.
Amazing.
There you go.
Tina, how about you?
Well, I'm a school teacher, and so, you know, we used to dress up a lot for Halloween, and there was one year I decided I was going to dress up as a bunch of grapes, so I had these balloons stuck everywhere
Amazing.
To me, but then I got in the car to actually go to work, and I'm like,
it turns out
I'm going to need to put this on when I get to work.
Yes.
yeah, I wasn't quite so smart.
That's very good, though.
On paper.
Are you big Halloween? I mean, obviously, if you're a teacher, but outside, are you big Halloween people? Are you going to do Halloween shows?
We don't have a Halloween show per se, no. But you know, I'm a big fan of staying home and passing out the candy and seeing the kids in all of their costumes and just get excited.
Do you get a lot?
We do get a lot. We live in a neighborhood with a lot of kids. And my husband now is also, he started passing out sports cards at Halloween.
Wow.
So we're the house of the sports cards. And now kids are like, do you have baseball cards? So we've got baseball, we've got basketball, we have women's sports cards. Like, we are now fully stocked for Halloween.
That's fantastic. Yeah. How about you, Todd? You get a lot of...
A fair amount. Actually, I remember a couple years ago, we had, we kind of forgot it was Halloween, so we just went through our pantry. And we are giving away, like, old sodas and all that, and they thought we were awesome. Like, Mountain Dew, and, yeah, expired 2 years ago. It's cool.
So really, I Mountain feel like Dew the moral of this is... To not go to your neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, it was either like a half a Jolly Rancher or it was a can of Mountain Dew.
Half a Jolly Rancher. I don't want to know about that. It's Todd and Tina. Do you want to do another song for us?
Yeah, let's do a dinosaur song.
Oh, yeah. This has been a really fun one to play. We have a really cool video, too, at toddandtina.com on our website. The Science Museum of Minnesota actually let us go in and film a video there.
Cool.
Which was super cool. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and not to butter you up too much, but we got you to thank for the song because... all your listeners know you're a huge They Might Be Giants fan.
That's true.
And I was listening to their newest album, Book.
Yep.
And there's that song, Brontosaurus.
Yep.
And I was listening to that, and I was like, we don't have a dinosaur song. Because after we spoke with you last time, I went on a deep dive into They Might Be Giants. And, you know, I even throw a shout-out to them in that, because on Book, there's a song called I Broke My Own Rules.
Yeah.
And we have Fine We'll Break Our Rules.
There you go.
So there you go.
It's all coming together.
It all, thanks to Bill.
It's Todd and Tina.
Get to the chorus.
Not another dinosaur song. They've been extinct for far too long. I know you love Triceratops, but these requests have got to stop. Not another dinosaur song. They've been extinct for far too long. I know you love Triceratops. Maybe an asteroid will make it stop.
Big rock and roll finish there from Todd and Tina.
Yeah.
So you said kind of done with your summer tour of the great state of Minnesota. How many shows did you end up doing over the summer?
Around 25, 27.
It is a lot.
We do a lot, yes.
Yeah, we're hitting two a day.
Yeah, sometimes two or three a day. And it's been so much fun this year to be out and touring and playing for people. There's been a lot of people that have come to one show. And then even today, they're like, oh, we saw you in Woodbury, or we saw you at Centennial Lakes, and we had to come back out again.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
They're not just there because they're forced to be. You know, so we turned a page. Yeah.
And are you already thinking, it's so far, I think it's been like an album a year, right? You've got planning on that?
It has been.
Yeah. Usually it's January. This year we held it all the way out till May.
Yes, we did.
For the Color Weasel. And we also lost the pun on Explosions. We had Dynamite, Kaboom, Bombastic.
Yep, we finished that trilogy.
Yeah. So now we're in the Color Weasel.
You're ready to do the Explosions Eras tour in the future sometime.
That's right. That's what we're setting ourselves up for.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's always down the road.
You got to draw strong line. So we did the Color Weasel.
Yep.
But as you'll notice, the font on the cover stays the same.
Because, of course.
You know, you can only change so much.
That's right. Consistency. Kay.
Yeah, exactly. We can't.
And so the next one will be another color themed, or what do we?
We don't.
You know,
really
I think we might even give ourselves like a year and a half for the next one, just because we've been playing a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And you know, you get a little more attention, and then you got to play a little more. So.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's Tarantino. Should we get one more song?
Yeah. Speaking of different projects, this is actually a song we wrote for Todd Parr, the children's author.
Yes. We collaborated with him now for two books. We did one last fall that was called You Will Always Have Me. And so we wrote a song by the same title. And then this year, the summer, he put out a new book called I Am Strong.
Yep.
And so we have a song for that as well.
Kind of, you know, we only collaborate with people named Todd or Tina.
Yeah. Well, that's reasonable. I was going to see if you're... I guess not me.
No,
well, I'm officially, my real name is Christina, so you can count. You can come in.
I could just be a Todd, or I could be, or Tina for that matter.
That's right. Yeah. You fit right in.
As long as you rename yourself.
Okay.
Right? That's, we have standards. So yeah, this is the song, I Am Strong.
Lovely song from Todd and Tina live here in the studio. That was great. How much fun? Like, how did it work to collaborate with Todd Parr? Did he just say, here's the book, write a song? Did you work with him as you went through it, or how did that work?
Yeah, he actually, on the DL, he sends me PDFs of whatever book's coming out.
Okay.
And then he's just like, just don't share it. You know. And of course, we're upstanding citizens, so of course we're not going to share it. But so he sends it to us, and then I just kind of sit around. I come up with ideas. I think You Will Always Have Me. I think I sent you a demo at like 3:30 in the morning because it came to me. And I just like woke up. I'm like, oh, you will always have me. And I think I just like muttered it out. And I'm like, I got our song. And, you know, I've done the jingle writing thing before. And then this one as well. He just sent me the book. And then we were sitting around at our school working on it. I said, hey, should we send Todd the song? And we just quickly did an iPhone thing. And I texted the song to him. He's like, it's great.
There you go.
Yeah. Of course, he could be lying, but he seems to like it.
He came back to you the second time.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
He likes what we're doing.
Yeah, and actually, he's got a new playlist on Spotify called I Am Strong with with that song. So it's kind of fun just to realize it's just a regular guy.
It's awesome.
Out there doing his thing.
And it's been really fun, too, because then last year with You Will Always Have Me at school, I do a music program with my little kiddos every year. And so my first graders, we use that book as our program. And so we were able to add a bunch of other songs and then use our Todd and Tina song for the first time ever at school, which was really cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's
kind of fun how it all, like, in others, you know, we're always super legit in our own eyes. But when other people see something, see some association with something, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, whoa, you guys are
legit. It's very flattering.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
It's awesome. Well, it's Todd and Tina, toddandtina.com, I believe. Thanks for coming by, as always. And I guess it might be a year and a half till the next record. But whenever you get the next record, we'll have you come back.
That's
come by again.
Six.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There, pinball number count. Thanks again to Todd and Tina for stopping by, singing some songs, saying some words, having some laughs. Start off there with the Bar K's with Soul Finger. And friends, we have reached the end of the show. Thank you for hanging out with me. My name again is Bill Childs, with you every week. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. We're online at sparetherock.com, Facebook and Instagram at sparetherock. You can send us an email at show@sparetherock.com. We start and end the show, every show, with They Might Be Giants. This week, it's the song Cells from Here Comes Science. Have a good week, y'all.
Life is made out of cells. Cells make copies of themselves.
Copies of
and
themselves.
They make copies of themselves.
And they make copies of,
and they make copies of themselves. Different cells have different jobs, but they all have one.
issue.
Or you. Cells are small, too small to see, but together they can make a tree. Within the cell, there's a tiny spiral staircase that tells the cell just how it's going to grow. The instructions are spelled out in letters, one on every step, in a language that the cell knows how to read. Inside the cell is a tiny double helix, another fancy word for DNA, which could also be a spiral staircase, which could also be a twisted ladder, which could also be spiral staircase, which could also be a twisted ladder or a crazy looking spring.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
You are listening.